Hey everyone, and welcome back to AI Unraveled, the show that takes you deep, deep down into the world of AI.
That's right.
And today, well, we've got some pretty exciting news coming out of OpenAI. You know those folks behind ChatGPT.
Yeah, absolutely.
So first off, though, before we dive in, make sure you hit that like and subscribe button so you don't miss out on any of our future deep dives. And if you're feeling extra generous, consider dropping a donation to help support the show. All the links for that are down in the show notes. And if you're looking to automate your workflows using AI, Etienne, the brains behind this whole operation, is also an AI engineer, and he's offering his services on demand. Check out the show notes for more info on that. OpenAI's CEO, Sam Altman, just announced GPT-5.
Woo, exciting.
And it's coming with a pretty big game changer. Unlimited free access.
Whoa.
I mean, that's kind of a big deal, right?
Yeah, it definitely is. I mean, think about it. Right now, picking the right OpenAI model for, you know, whatever you're doing, like whether it's GPT-3, GPT-4, and any of those specialized ones, it's a lot to keep track of.
Oh, for sure.
So with this new GPT-5, they're simplifying everything.
Okay. Right?
Like imagine, like one unified system, super powerful, that can handle anything you throw at it, voice commands, creating images, research, all of that.
Yeah.
No more jumping between different models, just one place for all your AI needs.
Okay, I'll admit that sounds almost too good to be true. So how does this unlimited free access actually work? There's got to be a catch, right?
Yeah, you're right. There is a tiered system in place.
Okay.
So basically, everyone gets access to GPT-5 at, like, you know, a standard intelligence level.
Mm-hmm.
Think of it as like the basic model, but it's still super powerful.
Gotcha.
But OpenAI also offers like Plus and Pro subscriptions, and those unlock even higher intelligence capabilities.
Interesting. So when you say higher intelligence, what does that actually mean?
Well, it's basically like pushing the limits of what the AI can do.
Okay.
So, you know, maybe the free version is great for things like writing emails or summarizing articles.
Right.
But with the paid tiers, you get access to really advanced features like generating code, composing music, even stuff like assisting with scientific research on a really deep level. It's like more sophisticated outputs, faster processing. And there's even talk about specialized AI personalities that are fine-tuned for specific tasks.
Huh, that's pretty cool. So it's kind of like you start with this base model and then you have the option to just like power it up.
Yeah, exactly.
But this whole free access thing, even with, you know, the tiers, it feels like a really big step in making AI more accessible to everyone.
Absolutely. It's part of this larger trend we're seeing, the democratization of AI. I mean, in the past, these powerful AI tools were basically only for big companies and research institutions.
Yeah, it felt like that.
But now with GPT-5, anyone, literally anyone with an internet connection will be able to use a powerful AI system, no matter how tech savvy they are or how much money they have.
That's pretty amazing.
It has the potential to, like, level the playing field, you know, and open up a whole world of possibilities for individuals, for small businesses, for creators, everyone.
Okay, so speaking of possibilities, Altman also mentioned that GPT-5 will have voice and canvas features built in.
Mm.
I'm really curious about that. Like, what could that actually look like for users?
Well, just imagine being able to design a website or maybe even a logo just by describing what you want to the AI, but with your voice.
Oh, wow.
Or picture this. A virtual assistant that not only understands what you're saying, but can actually generate images and presentations right then and there based on what you're talking about.
Oh.
This level of integration could totally revolutionize how we interact with computers and how we create things.
That's pretty mind-blowing.
Mm.
But with all these exciting possibilities, I can't help but wonder, are there any potential downsides to a future where one AI system like GPT-5 becomes so, so dominant?
Yeah, that's a really important question to think about. While, you know, a single AI system does offer incredible convenience and accessibility, it also raises concerns about potential bias in the training data.
Right.
We got to think about over-reliance on one company for something so important, and even the possibility that it might stifle innovation if other developers can't keep up.
Yeah, I see that.
It's really crucial that we have these open conversations about these issues and make sure the development and deployment of AI stays ethical, transparent, and, you know, beneficial to everyone.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
A lot to think about there.
Yeah.
So with GPT-5 coming soon, how do you see this shift in AI accessibility impacting, well, everything?
It's really tough to predict the full impact, but I think it's pretty clear that we're entering a whole new era of AI.
Yeah.
This level of access has the potential to transform industries, empower individuals, and literally change the way we live and work.
Wow.
The key will be to approach it all with both, excitement and a healthy dose of critical thinking.
Well said. And that's all the time we have for today's deep dive into OpenAI's GPT-5. Thanks for tuning in, everyone.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
And hey, before you go, don't forget to hit that like and subscribe button so you don't miss any of our future AI adventures. And if you're loving this show and want to help us keep these deep dives free, consider checking out the donation link down in the show notes. Also, just a quick reminder that Etienne, who created this podcast, is an AI engineer offering his services on demand. If you're looking to get into automating workflows with AI, reach out to him. You can find all the details in the show notes. Until next time, keep exploring that fascinating world of AI.
See you next time.